In the Quai-Bossal market in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, customers sift through an ocean of secondhand clothing, commonly known as Pepe. Countless containers of Pepe are sent here from the United States each year, leading many to think of the country as a dumping ground for American cast-offs.
Haiti presque tourne yon poubelle. Côté tout ça, yo pas besoin nan l'autre pays li transite ici.
Although formal research on the market is limited, Pepe has been coming to Haiti since at least the 1960s, when governments and charities began to send donated goods to the country in bulk.
Il est venu le Kennedy, dans le sens que tu conseilles de aide du gouvernement Kennedy à Haïti, et puis depuis quelque temps, il est le Pepe.
These sorts of donations to the developing world have been criticized for undercutting local producers and sellers. But the Pepe market is decidedly a business, not a charity. Most Pepe comes by way of Haitian Americans purchasing at thrift stores abroad and shipping product to Haitian ports. The rise of the Pepe market in the 1980s did decimate Haiti's class of professional tailors, who used to supply most of the clothing worn here. Relatively few tailors remain today, and the work they have is limited.
Tout le monde a besoin d'uniforme pour le faire pour aller à l'école. C'est une époque ça seulement où nos activités. Et après ça, on a acheté nos côtés.
The damage to the domestic industry has also angered some Haitians who believe that Pepe hurts the local economy more than it helps. And some have even called for the government to regulate imports to the benefit of the old clothing producers.
Moun sa perdu emploi li parce que li pa pote bal koud. Moun ki vann tissu an. Pa vann tissu encore parce que les pitots joignent on a tout fait dans Pepe les prennent moi-même importation et Pepe a d'accord pour couper.
But despite these criticisms, average Haitians enjoy having access to affordable and high quality apparel. The average Haitian earns only about $650 a year, and Pepe provides a source of cheap and stylish clothing. And while Pepe markets may depend on Americans' donations to thrift stores, dubbing all secondhand clothing in Haiti unwanted cast-offs is a misnomer.
Haiti, Haiti, for camping. You're clearing. You're going to buy it again, no.
Customers here have specific tastes and preferences, as do customers anywhere, and sellers look to meet buyer demand. It's why you're likely to see as many pairs of Chuck Taylors on the streets of Port-au-Prince as you are Brooklyn.
Sili Alfani, Tegabo, Aldo, Kenneth Cole, Puma, Lacoste, Converse, tous des bons marques souliers.
And these sales provide employment. Small merchants, known as Tea Marchand, sell Pepe in shops and on street corners throughout the country. And countless vendors make their livings this way.
Nous faisons vivre là, nous vivons tout. Nous faisons tout ce qu'il y a besoin. L'école, Kai, faire la petite baie encore là-dedans.
Although it comes into the country by the bale, many merchants sift through item by item to find just the right Pepe for their local market. For vendors like Linda Lucien, Pepe is more than unwanted hand-me-downs, it's her product inventory.
Quand on pique bon grain nan, c'est li sa m'remé an, c'est li m'acheté. Style la kon paret, sou marché américain nan, et puis li vin fè slogan Haïti. Yo tout a remé gen, tout a ici remé Pepe.
It may be inevitable that many Americans' old apparel winds up in Haiti. But most Haitians prefer the global Pepe trade that gives them the option to wear brands like Polo and Converse to not having access to these products at all. Foreigners shouldn't see Haiti as a trash can for dumping anything and everything they no longer want. But the afterlife of American clothes in Haiti involves much more than unwanted cast-offs.
Pepe a accordé le sorti aux États-Unis, c'est vrai. Haïtien vient remanier lui-même, une façon l'améliorer, dit lui.